Hi, and welcome back to I'm a Happy Enchilada. And if it's your first time with us, thanks for tuning us in. I'm Don Culver, and I'll be your host. And I'm so excited about our topic today. It's something I have firsthand knowledge of and have been living for nearly 30 years now and loving it even more the longer I live it. So today we will explore the joys of living alone, and I hope you enjoy the episode. I found a great article titled The Unsung Joy of Living Alone by Bella DiPaolo, PhD, online that is fabulous, and I'll be sharing parts of it with you in our episode today. So let's get started. So, all around the world, more and more people are living alone. Included in that demographic are untold numbers who are living alone because they love living alone, have chosen that way of living, and are doing everything they can to be able to continue living alone for as long as they possibly can. Now, most people who are living alone are single. People who are single at heart live their best lives being single and are even more likely to live alone than people who are not single at heart. But even among people who are coupled, some cherish solo living. The number of couples who are committed to each other and still want to live separately and are living apart together seems to be growing. That, too, is a testament to the powerful appeal of a place of one's own. Now, I find that most interesting. Most of my life, it seems that people that remained single and lived alone kind of stood out, and society wondered if they maybe just weren't interested in getting married and having a family, maybe not interested in the opposite sex, or maybe had some psychological or mental health issues. Well, at the very least, an adult living alone seemed a little unusual, shall we say. Now, it turns out that adults living alone is on the rise these days, and living alone is not just for the young. Many middle-aged adults live alone, too. The rise of living alone is especially striking among older people, and that increase is likely to continue as more people are staying single for life or not remarrying after their marriage ends. In the past, there have been studies done that claim that living alone undermines your health and shortens your life. Unfortunately, those studies were conducted with people that were living alone under all sorts of circumstances, and many living alone reluctantly. Common sense says that people that are living alone because they want to live alone are very different from people that are living alone reluctantly. So, keep that in mind when you hear claims about dire implications of living alone. Even if those claims were true on the average, they are highly unlikely to be true for people who love living alone. Now, social isolation and loneliness really can pose risks to health and well-being, and they need to be taken seriously. But many people living alone are not socially isolated or lonely. In fact, people who live alone across all ages are typically more connected to other people, and studies of people who really are socially isolated finds they are not always lonely. And this is interesting. There is evidence that when people marry, they often become more insular. Single people, in contrast, are more likely to maintain their ties with friends, relatives, neighbors, and colleagues. The people who got married and then marginalized many of the other people in their lives may be most at risk later in life. And let's ask a couple of questions, shall we? First, is it a good idea to live alone? Well, there are numerous advantages to flying solo. Living alone often means taking on more responsibilities, such as financial obligations, chores, and decision-making. While it may seem daunting, it also brings an increased sense of confidence and self-reliance. And next, will living alone make me happier? Well, people can find deep, authentic happiness in their solitude. While we do need interpersonal connection in our lives in some form, it's very much possible to enjoy and even thrive living life as an independent individual rather than in a romantic partnership or living with others. So that's a great overview of the joys of living alone. If you want to learn more on this topic, please Google it. You'll find a wealth of information there. Well, that's all I've got. So until next time, God bless and be a happy enchilada. Bye.